Hi, this is Adam Buchholz, and this is episode 74 of Entrepod, the podcast for wannabe entrepreneurs and for people who want to be one. And it's brought to you once again by our friends at Quiffle and Quiffle.com for those of you who are still laptopers. No judgment. And Quiffle is offering this week a 15% discount on the Onventory, an online tool that lets you test your entrepreneurial skill set, available on the Quiffle app and at the website. And most people, of course, do show high skills, or else Quiffle would be closer to bankruptcy than it already is. Just kidding, guys. Company is a VC magnet. That was a close one. My guest today here in my parents' living room is Genesee Flashpan, our first female entrepreneur on the pod. We're going balls out for diversity. And Genesee is the founder and CEO of a new disruptive startup called WePoopy. Genesee, as I said even before we started recording, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Adam. Happy to be removing one more glass ceiling, even if it isn't your own ceiling. Well, it kind of is. I still live here. Huh. But enough about me, Genesee. It's an interesting name, WePoopy, spelled W-E-P-U-P-Y. It's not about sharing puppies, is it? That would be so cool.
It would be, but it's not. Oh. WePoopy is based on an old Cherokee word, meaning we share what we need.
Oh, that's even cooler.
Also, it's a lucky coincidence that it also involves the target market, all of us, we, and the two things that the app allows us to share, which would be the two functions that normally take place in a public bathroom.
Gotcha. Sorry, I was up late binge-watching Shark Tank. So I'm guessing from your use of the word share that your company is part of the exploding sharing universe?
Well, I guess it's better to be exploding than imploding.
Unless you're a building.
But yes, WePoopy is a platform for people to share their restrooms. We looked at the sharing landscape. And, of course, the home sharing apps are huge, but they're inspiring mega controversies in a lot of cities.
Sure.
We asked ourselves, what could homeowners share that would be equally disruptive to the economy without disrupting the neighborhood while still giving homeowners the great kind of income stream that they're about to get used to?
And I'm guessing your answer is their bathrooms?
Yeah. Sharing the kitchen would involve, you know, too much time, too much cleaning up. Everybody's got a different way they like to organize a kitchen. I mean, that's what my partner and I argue about all the time. But a bathroom, it's pretty basic and standard. And if you have a choice between a skanky public restroom, maybe with graffiti on the walls, maybe with creepy people hanging around, and a lovely facility in a well-kept private home, I think it's a slam dunk and a wide-open three-pointer all rolled into one.
Wow, you really are working hard to fit into the so-called bros club.
Doing my best. Sorry to interrupt, but this is maybe the clincher for a lot of people who might be living in or visiting North Carolina or other states with so-called bathroom laws. A WePoopy platform facility in a private home is so totally gender neutral, it's ridiculous. I mean, that's in a private bathroom's freaking DNA. So you never have to wonder if you're in the right one.
Wow, that is a totally contemporary angle.
Yeah, it's a fast-moving space.
So this works just like the other sharing apps, people with bathrooms to share, put their information on your platform. People looking for bathrooms check in.
In about 14 seconds, the transaction has been completed.
Wow.
And through our deal with Waze, you get the quickest possible route to the comfort you're craving. It sure beats looking around for a building with a public restroom that's not locked or something else weird.
Have you had bad experiences in public restrooms? I know it's a personal question, but I ran out of the business once. So.
You know, Adam, just compare the aesthetics of most public bathrooms to the rooms in the homes of your friends, or better yet, your friends' parents.
Yeah. I was going to say, I wouldn't particularly.
We do require that our WePoopians be homeowners, not renters, because some rental agreements might be so last century that they might stand in the way of a sharing arrangement.
Okay, that gets me back on track. Any other requirements or regulations for the people who are sharing their facilities, or the customers, or anyone else?
We do require, we really ask that our Weepoopians maintain their bathrooms to a high degree of hygiene. We recommend they consult Martha Stewart's little pamphlet, Rules of the Roost, for reference. Mm. And as far as our customers are concerned, each visit is time limited to 15 minutes.
Oh, that's to maximize what you might call customer flow.
Uh-huh. While still allowing people who might be, you know, going through food poisoning symptoms to gain at least some sense of closure.
Oh, that's very cool. It's like you've thought of everything.
My team and I wargamed this thing pretty thoroughly before we even started writing the code.
Wow, that's a good tip for would-be entrepreneurs. They should do that. Mm-hmm. So have you rolled out to any cities in particular yet?
We're live in Oakland, California, right across the bay from our home office. Mm-hmm. And we're expanding to Portland, Oregon in June. They always seem to be open to new stuff up there.
Oh, they sure are. I had a banana burrito up there one time. So, Genesee, one wrap-up question, and then my mom has cake. Oh. Any problems with local laws and stuff?
Well, my partner's ex is a paralegal. He researched whether there's any law against people doing short-term bathroom rentals. And those words aren't even mentioned in any ordinance in California or Oregon. So we think we're ultra cool.
And I guess your angel investors agree.
True that.
Well, Genesee Flashpan, if I was going to have a first female guest on the podcast, I couldn't have had a better one. But now my dad needs the living room back. Some sports stuff is on. So thanks very much. And to the listeners, that's the end of this week's Entrepod. If anybody's got that puppy sharing app going, please let me know. Meantime, I'm Adam Buchholz. So long from my folks' house.